There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Fairly sure. Robbie, you're a big fan of the meeting, aren't you?
Am I? No, I don't think I don't think I am. I'm not allergic to meetings.
Not trying to set you up. No, I mean, this research essentially says, I'll give you some of the bullet points here. 45% of UAE business people admit to having dozed off in a meeting. Ever dozed off in a meeting? Not here, obviously, because, you know.
It's been close, but no, I haven't.
We were saying there's
the heavy eyelids.
Yeah,
have definitely...
the after lunch meeting, and you feel your eyes going,
yes.
And you think, what am I going to do?
Yeah. Your head starts lolling forward, and you know, it could just be embarrassing.
Yeah,
but no, I haven't. I don't know what I've done to avoid that. Maybe just sat underneath the AC vent,
yeah,
something like that.
But meetings under the desk.
For me, meetings are not where I get my most productive.
That's
stuff
a really
done.
Good point, actually. Because if you're cold, you stay awake, don't you?
Mm. Yeah,
they say that if you're driving
just
late
sit in
at
the
night
corner, just
in a warm car,
while everyone else
just
is talking.
Shiver. At least people are like, oh, well, he seems to have motion left, so it's all right. Maybe
he's
that's
still
good.
Alive over there in the corner. we'll keep going. Agenda point number 254.
My esteemed colleague, by the way, Chris McCarty. This will come as no surprise to anyone familiar with Chris. Loves a meeting.
Ooh,
he loves a chit chat. Loves a meeting. Wherever I go, anywhere with Chris. He is like a magnet to other people, whether that be people he knows or complete strangers. He can't help but speak to them for 10, 15 minutes about... He's just an inquisitive people person, which is the opposite to what I am.
Don't tell him.
I am not an inquisitive people person. So Chris is like, oh, absolutely. Oh, what are you doing? What are you up to? Like this. And when we have to go somewhere, it becomes very problematic because we have to leave that amount allotted time sort of on the side so that Chris can do that. But in meetings, these things can stretch to 2 hours if we're not careful.
But that's why you're a good team, you see. Don't tell him, but he's a genial chap, Chris.
He's extremely genial.
He's friendly, isn't he?
He is extremely genial.
Yeah.
So hopefully some of it's rubbed off on me. Not all of it, for sure. But no, in a meeting, Chris holds court. And he's an ideas man as well. So I just let him run with it.
So he gets all the action points.
He does.
A big CM next to those action points.
Exactly.
I see what you're doing now. That's a clever tactic.
He gets all excited. He's like, oh, we could do that. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, let's bring that in and all that. So I'm just sitting there nodding and... Yeah, that's my role in a meeting. Support.
Right,
so very much in the support cast.
Ever used social media in a business meeting?
No, I haven't.
Hesitation.
Should we talk
sport, boys?
Go on.
Come on, lads.
Before I divulge something that I shouldn't know.
Just one more thing. Have you ever been to a meeting and only gone because the food's free?
Okay, you do like this point, yes.
This is a good point.
It's a bonus, but no.
Well, there you go. All right, so that's interesting. All right,
they're
thanks
still
for that.
Coming in. Mike says, any meeting that is longer than 2 hours is not productive. They become time wasters. Yes, Mike, 2 hours, that's a long meeting, isn't it?
2 hours is interminably long.
Anything longer than 45 minutes.
Oh. Anyway, there you go. Meetings. Are they inefficient? Do they actually do anything? And how do you host the best meeting? Is it just down to the food? 4001 via the free app. Cycling, Robbie Greenfield.
Yes, we are going to be talking on Sports Tonight about a brand new cycling initiative, the UAE Road Cycling Championship, which is getting underway January the 26th of 2018 in Abu Dhabi. Right. And then over in Dubai, there'll be a leg there on March the 9th in, of course, 2018, this year. And we're looking forward to that. We're going to have Onside Sports' Jeff O'Brien in the show, top of the hour, 7 o'clock, to discuss an event that I think is indicative of the way sport in the Middle East is going. And there's a lot more emphasis, a lot more focus now on grassroots sport and actually introducing events that are going to support all levels of amateur competition. We've seen that in golf with the introduction a few years back of the MENA Golf Tour, which will allow amateur golfers based here to compete almost like a mini tour, like professionals would do. In fact, it's a professional tour. Amateurs can play on it as well. And it's a stepping stone to potentially... trying to further yourself for a career in golf, and cycling is going along similar lines, and I think it's going to be interesting to find out what the plans are for the UAE Road Cycling Championship. But rather than bring in a tour like an Abu Dhabi tour and a Dubai tour, which will take place this year, I ought to add, and are fantastic events, this is actually a chance for the local cyclists to experience an event run basically like a professional cycling race. So it's going to be quite exciting, and we're looking forward to hearing more about it at 7 o'clock.
That's going to do well.
Yeah, we've talked about, you've just mentioned golf. Can we talk about regional golf? And this is sort of a similar thing, really, in terms of encouraging people to get involved. However, This is a tournament that's got a massive star-studded lineup. I'm quite surprised to see this at the NBO Oman Open.
You see, what's happened is that the Desert Swing, which was one trio of events up until this year, it was always the event starting in Abu Dhabi, the Abu Dhabi HSBC Championship, presented by EGA this year. Then there was Doha, and then it finished with the Dubai Desert Classic, the Amiga Dubai Desert Classic. What's happening now is that those two, Abu Dhabi and Dubai, are together, back-to-back, which is a great thing for both tournaments because it will encourage, I think, or has certainly encouraged stronger fields. More golfers will be inclined to stick around for both of those weeks, whereas three is difficult to play back-to-back-to-back. And then Doha has moved to slightly later in the schedule, and it's now alongside this new tournament, a brand-new European Tour event, the NBO Oman Open, which is going to be held over in Oman at the Al Mouj Golf Club, designed by Greg Norman. Fantastic golf course. That's between February the 15th and the 18th, and there's some cracking names that have signed themselves up to take part in that inaugural event. Andy Sullivan, remember him from that couple of years ago at the DP World Tour Championship? He gave Rory McIlroy a very, very good run for his money there.
And followed around by a really big gang of people wearing T-shirts.
And was it Sully's Army?
Yeah, that's it.
Chris Wood, who's a former BMW Championship winner and a former Open champion, Paul Laurie, as well as a very popular character on tour, The Beef. Andrew Johnson. He'll be teeing it up over there. So it's a new event. It's not going to attract the same strength of field as, say, the Abu Dhabi HSBC Championship, but it's a good start. And even more quality golf tournaments have arrived in the Middle East. So all of us who like our golf are very excited about that.
It's another good day out, that's for sure. So that's coming up. Somebody was stalking Rory McIlroy, I heard, somewhere along the line. I don't know who it was.
I had a day to forget. I had a lunch time to forget today with the venerable four-time major champion. He was playing at the Emirates Golf Club. I didn't actually know he would be playing. I was down there minding my own business, grabbing a bit of lunch at the new Jones the Grocer. Happened to notice Rory in a table I think his good friend Harry Diamond was there and a couple of the members from the golf club. So obviously, knowing and being someone who knew that it would get Chris McCarthy's attention, if I could say to Chris, just drop him a message going, yeah, I've just had a cheeky interview with Rory. He hasn't spoken to anyone for 6 months because he hasn't played since the FedEx Cup. So I bowl over to him, bold as brass, say, hi, Rory. He didn't remember who I was, I don't think. We've met quite a few times before, but there was a look of total lack of recognition on his face. In fact, he looked pretty appalled to see me stroll over there. And I said, Rory, can I grab 90 seconds? And he said, no.
Was that it? No, yeah. Just a no.
And I went, are you sure? And he said, yeah, very sure. And that was that. So I went, okay, enjoy your game.
Did you catch at least ask him how he was?
I did. I said, enjoy your game. Catch up with you in Abu Dhabi. He was like, okay. But fair enough. You win some, you lose some. Clearly he wants to keep a low profile, or he just doesn't want to talk to me. One of the two. But you can't get them all. Some of them do slip through your fingers. So Rory McIlroy,
I thought you had Wasta in the golfing world, Robbie. I thought you did.
It was quite a humbling experience. But there you go.
Nice lunch, though?
A lovely lunch.
Good.
Must say, it's... They're really on form down at Emirates Golf Club. I'd certainly recommend the buffet, but if you happen to see Rory McIlroy there, just leave him well alone.
You know what I'd do if I was you, Robbie? I'd stick to food criticism rather than golf criticism. That's probably the way forward.
Well, food can't say no to you. So
also ensures a good meeting. A little bit of food. So the last word today, you ready?
Go on.
This is a good one. The last
word. Swimming pool bans.
What did the swimming pool ban? Or the people in charge of the swimming pool
ban? I thought I'd go broad today. People can go for anything, and I'll accept one or two words.
Well, it's quite a long bleep, so...
I'll accept one or two words. So use your imaginations.
Okay, so swimming pool bans. What are you going to go for, Rob? Anything?
Jet skis.
Okay, jet skis. I'm going for toddlers for whatever reason. Zina Zalameh, have you seen this? You don't know what the answer is, do you?
I don't know what the answer is.
Good, okay.
My guess is before anyone texts in, Mankini. I'm going to go for that one.
That's good.
Someone always texts Mankini.
Yeah, actually, whoever it was that said ask Chris about the Mankini last night, could you give us some more details? Because he denied all knowledge of knowing what you were talking about.
To be fair, I mean, you would deny all knowledge of a Mankini, wouldn't you, though? Particularly if you were 6 foot, was he 6 foot five, Rob?
Yes, so that is one stretched out Mankini, isn't
it? That is a beggar's belief, so it does. Thanks for the sport. Texas 4001 via the free app, Lost Word.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.